The following paid program is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yi Wing Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. I'm fine.
We have a very exciting show today. We have a lot of guests, and we have much to talk about.
First, I want to tell people that we are thinking of expanding our program to 1 hour so that we have more time to answer your questions, so we don't appear to be in such a hurry and just say that, oh, I can help you, just come on in. That's not what we want to do.
So stay tuned the next month because we will be getting, we'll be knowing more details in the next few weeks when and what. When.
We are working with the station and find out a when time that we can spend an hour. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have an in-studio guest today, but first let's get to our first guest, Linda. Mm. Hello, Linda?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Linda, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
My base is in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm a registered nurse. I've been nursing for 29 years now.
So you're an RN for 29 years.
Right.
And how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Actually, I was driving from Scottsdale to Sacramento on an assignment. I've been doing travel nursing the last few years, and I like to listen to talk radio, and I just happened to hear him on the radio, and I thought, wow.
Mm. Well, that's quite serendipitous.
I have to check out this man more.
Yeah, so actually, Linda is not my patient. But she just came over here, spent a day with me, and then saw me how I treat my patient and actually talk to our patient. Maybe she can share what she hears.
Yes,
and
please share
see.
Please share your experience with us.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Tong.
You're welcome.
All the patients that I saw because it was just a really great experience. And I saw he was gracious enough, and I spent a full day with him. I saw four patients with him, and it was just so amazing to me. This is just like what I've been looking for ages. Because I, even though I've been nursing for a very long time, I've recognized for a long, long time that there is a better method of treating. Everything has its place, but there's a better method of treating most diseases than the AMA method or the traditional method that we're used to in America.
You could not have said that better. I'm in medical school right now, and I totally have this frustration as well. It's just the status quo is just, it's very frustrating that they like to do things the way they've been doing it for the past 50 years.
Yes, I would love to have a Dr. Tong in every emergency room.
Yes.
To treat the patients, you know, to cure them instead of just treating the symptom that they have.
And the method we use to treat the symptom are actually harmful. In long, yes. Acute problems are not so bad. Chronic mm-hmm. problems are really harmful.
Right.
When you have to take the drugs on a long-term basis.
I know.
So what it... Oh.
I admit so many older people, you know, and
yes.
a lot of them come in with
yes.
a long list of medications that they've been taking, and often, you know, they're sick because of the medicine.
Exactly. If they're
right.
not sick, they'll be sick when they take so much drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so what did you learn?
What kind of patient? Tell us some
yeah,
of the patients you see.
Tell us about the patients.
Well, the first patient was a psychologist, and he had foot pain. He had been coming for a while, so he was well on his way to being cured. But Dr. Tong, he has a very special and excellent technique of doing acupuncture, and it works. It really works. And
actually, the patient only been there 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
And it was much better after the first time, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is so amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just...
Who else did you see? I don't quite remember.
There was another gentleman with an arrhythmia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was treated and was much better afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then a new patient that you had with rheumatoid arthritis, and I was so impressed by the history that you take, and I think a lot of when you're doing the history, you're not just listening to what the patient is speaking. The patient's chi has a lot to say for the patient. You know?
Exactly.
You can recognize a lot of the problem just by their aura.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
by their energy.
Mm-hmm. And by their, really, their what they're telling you between lines.
Mm-hmm.
Their emotional
yes.
problem, their trauma in the past, they all and the diet. They all had to do with why they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So...
This particular lady was very, she wanted the treatment, but she was very leery of the treatment itself, which I can share that feeling. I don't like needles either.
Yes.
But she was very brave, and when Dr. Tong was, his technique is so excellent, she just went through it like a trooper. She was excellent.
That's great. Now,
did she improve? Did you follow up with that?
I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
She did improve a lot.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever, as far as like alternative doctors, I mean, how do you think Dr. Tong measures with alternative doctors?
Alternative medicine is absolutely wonderful, but in Dr. Tong's office, he has culminated all the facets of it, some good for one thing, some good for another thing, and each person has to choose and be comfortable within themselves what kind of treatment that they want. But in Dr. Tong's office, he has everything there. You know, he has the acupuncture person that does herbs, and she's extremely well trained in China. He has the applied kinesiologist that's there, and then he does his special method of acupuncture. So and it's not only the treatment there, it's the atmosphere.
Mm.
I mean, you just walk in and you just feel like you're in a place of peace and healing.
That's wonderful.
Because I wasn't there for
treatment, but I left with so much energy. I drove 7 hours home with only one 10-minute break for gas.
Wow,
that's amazing. I had so much energy for days just from being there.
You know why? I feng shui my place, and that's one of the reasons why we want to expand it to 1 hour. I want to share some of these benefits to the people.
Right.
When you get your energy around, you are an organ within your family, within your business. If all the elements, the fire, wood, water, metal, earth, are balanced, then you'll be much happier,
right.
healthier, energetic, and so forth.
Right.
Everybody come in my office, they don't feel like they're going to your doctor's office.
Right.
They feel like they're coming to visit a relative or vacation or something like this.
Right.
Yes.
There's a lot of aspects to healing, too, and there's so many things that we want to talk about as like astrology, numerology, things that we can help patients with to help their lives, to keep them healthier.
And I want to invite any audience, just come and visit my office. You don't have to be a patient. Just see what I do in here and so see that we are for real.
Oh, yes. And the office staff is just excellent in every way.
Thank you. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Linda, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, stay tuned so they can listen to the rest of the program, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Should we get our next guest on the line?
Yes, I think we're running out
of
time.
Let's get Mike on the line. Hello, Mike?
Yeah, Mike speaking.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from San Gabriel. I'm retired.
Uh-huh.
I've been going to Dr. Tong now for treatments.
How many times have you come
to see me? I had four treatments so far.
Okay.
Oh, Mike's been on the show before, I believe.
Yes, I've been on there before, right.
Yes, Mike was on show number, let's see. Oh, yes, you have renal disease, hypertension, arthritis, neck pain,
right.
Back pain. He was on show number 117, May 10th, about a month ago.
Right.
Yeah, tell us something, what's new since then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm feeling okay, doctor. There's no problems. I don't have any problems. You know, I've had the four treatments. So far, with the injections and the acupuncture,
and
I'm doing just what you said, you know, do the exercise, walking and swimming. I do that on a daily basis.
Mm.
How often do I need these injections? I mean, how long a period of time should I continue with these?
In your case, okay, I would do it until your kidney, the laboratory test, your kidney function, the BUN and the creatinine become normal. It will become normal. The only trouble with you is that your insurance, Medicare. Medicare only pay for 3 treatments every 2 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And many times, between the third and the fourth treatment, you've waited too long, the problem, the blockage start occurring again. And that's going to slow down the improvement.
Right.
But my treatment, there's no harm to it. So how do you feel compared to before you come see me?
I'm feeling fine. There's no problems. You know, it seems like with the treatments and the exercise that I do daily, I feel very well.
Mm. Now, are you on medication? You were on high blood pressure medication. Is that correct?
Right. And I discontinued that. You know, I haven't taken that. And I wanted to ask the doctor about that. I took my blood pressure this morning, and it's 150 over 94.
And you
don't
haven't been
take it.
And you haven't been taking your blood pressure medication?
No, I haven't been. No.
And how long have you stopped it?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. And how long were you taking the high blood pressure medication before?
3 years.
For 3 years.
3 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And now his blood pressure is 154 over 90.
Not so bad.
150 over 94.
I would not take it at all. If it's less than 160 systolic, less than 100 systolic diastolic, I would not take it because you are only covering the number.
Right.
You are not treating why your blood pressure is high.
Right.
It's like painting over the water stain on the wall, but never treat the leak that caused it.
Okay.
Nobody would do this. It's foolish. So, but you need to come and continue the treatment. That's why your blood pressure don't shoot up high. How high was your blood pressure before? Let's say you don't take the medication before. Yeah. No, the last 3 years.
160 over 95.
When you don't take the medication, how high did it go up to?
Now, like I say, I took it this morning, and it's 150 over 94.
How high did your blood pressure get before without the medication?
Without medication?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
160 over 95.
Mm. 160, okay. So it's slowly improving. I think what Dr. Tong is trying to say, the importance of getting the early course of your treatment, the first few treatments are the most important because your body is the weakest. And when you get more treatments later, your body becomes stronger, then you don't need treatments as frequently.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important to get the treatments now when you're still not as well as you can be. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Did we drop Mike? Anyway, we didn't get a chance to say bye. Oh, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
Please join. We hope to hear from you again soon, and hopefully your
Can I ask the doctor one more thing?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Doctor, is the renal disease that I have, is it considered chronic?
Yes.
Do they get worse over time?
You will get worse over time. You don't know how to reverse
right.
it.
Right.
And you were not reversing it. In fact, the medication that you were taking is deepening it, because every drug you take in the body regard it as a foreign toxin.
Mm-hmm.
The liver had to detoxify, the kidney had to excrete it. So you're putting more work for the liver, putting mm-hmm. more work for the kidney. So you already have kidney problem. You need to give a kidney a rest.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
need to give the kidney energy, the kidney kind of energy, like homeopathic for kidney energy.
And then the herbs help as well.
Yeah, they're like the kidney mm-hmm. terrain that like you give mm-hmm. you, okay? So it give you more kidney chi. Uh-huh. And you want to reestablish function. Now, the thing that you're doing, you know, is ruining the kidney, you know, your treatment. Yes.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll talk
nice weekend.
To you soon. All right, bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to Fran from Huntington Beach.
Why don't we talk with our in-studio?
Should we get our in-studio audience first? Okay.
Yeah,
hello?
Okay. Okay, well, Fran is on
is
the line.
Is Fran on the line?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Fran.
Hello, okay.
Hi.
Thank you so much for waiting.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Do you have a question for Dr. Tong?
Yes, I do. I have knee problems. I have arthritis in the knee and also it's bone on bone.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do for me to restore that fluid back?
Absolutely. Okay. If you have access to the internet, go to my very first show, September 9th, 2000. Okay. I had a former professional tennis player, Wimbledon tennis player, who had no cartilage in his left knee. His left knee was swollen, was painful. He couldn't play tennis, was painful. They drained the knee many times, and then he injected with cortisone many times, and then they told him that the fluid keep accumulating, and that he could not play tennis anymore. He needed a new knee replacement.
Yeah.
He came to see me. The very first treatment, his pain was much better. 2 to 3 weeks later, I put him back on the court. Playing tennis with former professionals. He joined this USDA amateur semi-professional, mm-hmm. And he won many championships.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem.
And no knee replacement.
Doctor, how does the fluid? How is that replaced back into the knee?
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, anytime you have a problem. Accumulation, fluid, pain, inflammation, and loss of cartilage is due to the fact that you, as a spirit, you are a spirit. You are a mind and spirit, okay? The only reason why you're healthy is because that spiritual energy, the Chinese call qi, your life energy,
mm-hmm.
is getting into
mm-hmm.
your system. In fact, I'm answering Donna, okay? Donna is a guest right now in front of me, and she asked me, how does injecting Novocaine relieve the problem, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, your problem was created because the energy, the qi, was not in the body. The first thing the qi does is open up circulation. There are many different kinds of qi. There are the emotion. The emotion that for the heart deal with love and joy, the kidney deal with fear, the liver deal with anger. So emotional stress, diet, toxins, and stuff like this cause your mind not able to get into a certain part of your body. Without the circulation, your fluid don't get picked up back into the vascular space. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the way to do it is restore the energy,
and then
restore the blood
exactly.
flow.
And then the fluid will get into the knee.
Exactly.
Right.
The cartilage is no problem. We have no cartilage, okay? There will be no pain as soon as your energy and circulation flow are reestablished.
Very well said, Dr. Tong.
Thank you, thank you.
He's very good at explaining things.
Yeah, just like, if you have a traffic jam that causes hunger,
yeah.
If it causes a traffic jam for a long time, then the building starts falling apart. As soon as you open up the traffic jam, the hunger disappears. But your building might be still in ruin, degenerate, okay?
Yeah.
So you keep the traffic jam open. Keep the traffic open. There'll be no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, the building will be rebuilt. Just like your cottage will be rebuilt. No
yeah,
kidding.
That's wonderful.
Fran, why don't
yes.
you stay on the line? We have our in-studio guest, and you can listen to her problems. She probably has similar problems to
you. I have one more question.
Go ahead.
You know, I do have an appointment with Dr. Tang coming up this month.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I have a question for my niece. She has a herniated disc in the neck.
Yeah, same thing. The herniated disc, the cartilage, the accumulation of fluid, the bone spurs, they are all different symptoms
due to the bulging.
Yeah, due to the
pressing
yeah.
against the spinal column.
She will feel better the very first treatment from me.
Is there any
90, huh?
You know, can the disc be put back where it should be, or
with time, if you learn how to keep the energy and circulation open,
mm-hmm.
it will come back. You can stabilize.
Right.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I have
wonderful.
Thousands and thousands and thousands
mm-hmm.
of cases.
I have to check out our website. They're all.
You just don't know how many cases I have done. You know, the reason why you guys don't know about this and listen to this, okay, is because of money.
Well, you know, I yeah. used to watch you on TV. You should go back on TV.
Oh.
that's how
I used to look a lot better. So
that's how I found, you know, yeah. what you do.
You should have come a long time ago. All this suffering was just unnecessary.
Fran, that's thank right. you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call us at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, I'd like to welcome our in-studio guest today, Donna. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us what your experience with Dr. Tong?
Well, I came in a couple of days ago with a bad ankle that's been in pain for about 15 years, and he gave me the injections, and I was able to walk without my walking cast and everything, and it's feeling much better now, much stronger.
Yeah, how long have you had the cast?
Well, I've had that for about a year.
And before then, you have
brace. I had a brace, and I had a walking cast, and I've had a regular cast. And
how many treatments did you have with Dr. Tong?
This is my second one today.
And you're not using the cast or the brace anymore? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Yeah. So you keep injuring the ankle because the ankle was never treated. Using a cast, using something to support it. You use your own body, everything,
right.
the flesh and bone, the muscle,
right,
the tendon.
Right.
No, just make them strong. Reestablish function. Get
that
the body.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Donna, what did you do before? You just had the cast for a year. Did you have any medication or anything for it?
No, I never take medication.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Many people today know the harm of medication, but without taking medication, you still need to treat the problem that caused the weakness, caused the pain. It's due to the blocking of the energy. Okay, acupuncture opens it up a little bit. But when you get blockage, you get spasm. The Novocaine open it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I do it 100%.
Right.
Other people may.
And I've had ankle pain before myself. I've recurrent sprain 6 or 7 times.
She dances all the time,
and
she relies on. Yeah.
So I have to rely on Dr. Tong to help me when I get hurt.
Right. Yeah.
That is a wonderful story. And how are you feeling emotionally?
Fine right now. That felt great.
Yeah. But your headaches today is gone now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a headache from the first time, but this time he got rid of it.
You have a lot of family problem and tension. Okay. So your muscle are too tight. One treatment doesn't do it. This second time, you say how easy? I told you way before. I say I'll get rid of that. That's easy.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. We have a couple more people on the line. Let's try to get to them. We only have a few more minutes left. That's why we definitely need an hour show.
Yes, right.
Let's get to Carol from Texas.
Hello.
Hi,
Carol. Thank you for waiting.
I have been reading your email. You have cerebellar degeneration, and you could not decide whether to come to see me or not. And I had cured quite a few of those people. Unfortunately, a lot of people not generous enough to share the stories. And one of them is Marilyn, and she had been disabled a long time ago for 7 years, and she could not hardly walk or talk because that also affects the speech area. She has been well for the last 10, 12 years, and in fact, she should come back and kind of tune up, but she never need to. She's been walking like a normal person, okay?
Carol, how long have you had this problem?
Since 2000.
2000,
okay.
So about 3 years.
Let me just save you some time. The thing is that going to a Western doctor, you're wasting your time, okay? All they do is that they'll give you more fancy diagnosis name, but they don't know that a human is a spirit. The only way that you can get back your health is get your spirit and your mind back to the body. It's just like any system. You take a company. A problem occurs because the mind, the supervisor, or the CEO is not supervising, not doing the job. Your spirit is an invisible living energy that occupies the entire universe. And your spirit consists of spirit, your mind, liver, lung, and so forth. Okay? So stress is part of your problem, is causing it. And diet is the second part. Okay. Later on is feng shui. That was a really important part.
Yes,
like
we need
I told
to really
people,
talk about that.
The southeast part of the any system mm-hmm. this year is the worst. I told mm-hmm. you back in February. And then SARS started in southeast China, southeast Asia, and
southeast
Canada. Okay.
Toronto.
So those are the things that the more I do it, the more I know how that is probably the single most important factor besides stress and diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions, Carol?
I can help you. Okay, I can get you back. Actually, within 2 weeks, you should have a lot of improvement. I don't make any guarantees, but so far, I have not failed in any of these people. My very first show in September, there's a lady with spinal cord.
Syringomyelia.
Syringomyelia. Mm-hmm. It means that she got holes in her spinal cord, mm-hmm.
and
she
was
in a wheelchair.
Walking.
Wheelchair for 2.5 years.
Like walking after the first couple
of
treatments.
Yeah, after 3 treatments, you walk for 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out my website. Listen to it.
This is not just pain management.
No.
Yeah, it's not
right.
pain management.
It's not pain management.
I cure
no.
Alzheimer's. I cure asthma, Crohn's disease, mm-hmm. lupus. I cure...
It's treating the whole body, Carol. That's
it's not where I just...
Yeah, not just temporary thing. Okay,
no.
You learn what to eat, what you're doing wrong in life
mm-hmm.
that cause your problem.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Okay, I don't make any guarantees, but I tell you, I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carol, thank you so much for calling in.
Call me on the weekdays, and I'll tell you more. Okay.
Let's see. Do we have time for Debbie? Yeah, I think we have. Let's get to Debbie.
Okay, Debbie.
Debbie from Orange. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for waiting. Sorry about the wait.
That's okay.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have recurrent miscarriages. Okay, I
have 5 documented miscarriages.
Wow.
I can help you. How old are you, if I can might ask? How old are you?
In my early 40s.
Okay, it's not so bad. Okay, let me tell you why you have recurrent miscarriages, okay? Any problem comes to the fact that your life energy is not there. Okay, so you do not have life energy support of your reproductive system. That life energy open up circulation. So you just like Somalia, you put a little kid over there. There's not enough food. Okay, you're not enough food. You same reason. Okay, if you don't have the energy to go in there, no circulation. How is the embryo going to live when there's
right.
no food?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Exactly, because the longest I've ever carried was 2 months.
Right.
Yes.
And that was twins. And then the 4 times I got pregnant, I get pregnant, find out I was pregnant, and by the time I found out, I was losing it.
Okay, let me give you a no, you should go to my case history. One of my friends, a doctor, it's a doctor, okay?
Oh,
the
what's
wife
her name?
Have,
oh,
Lou.
Desmond Lou,
okay,
yes.
Yeah. And Rachel. Rachel couldn't conceive, okay? And she came to me. I helped her to have two children, okay? Both are very, very healthy because I open up the circulation.
Yeah, Debbie, we're running a little out of time, but check out our website.
But I can call your office, right?
Yes.
Call my office.
714-556-8664. Thank you for calling, Debbie.
That's why we need a one-hour show.
Yes. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The foregone program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.